saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Now, this is...
That's it. That's all we got.
That's all we got. This is very straightforward. You can't blow the whole budget on sound effects.
Mm-mm.
We don't have a budget. These are only questions that were worth $1 million from the last 25 years.
Okay.
Plus of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Got it.
Keep track of your score. I will give you the... possible answers, as you know, they do that on that show. For $1 million on February 22nd, 1989, what group won the first Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock Metal Performance?
Kelly.
You are not buzzing in. Metallica, AC/DC, Living Color, Jethro Tull. On February 22nd, 1989, what group won the first Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock Metal Performance? Metallica, AC/DC, Living Color, Jethro Tull. Maitland.
Metallica.
Howings.
Jethro Tull.
Kelly.
Swear to God if it's him. Metallica.
Steve.
Jethro Tull.
It is Jethro Tull.
We just talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, they suck.
Yeah. Yeah, I sent that picture to the group text yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't want to call you out.
it was a real big shock when they won over those other bands.
Yeah.
Particularly Metallica.
For $1 million, which of these U.S. presidents appeared on the television series Laugh-In? Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, Richard Nixon, Ron Reagan. Steve.
Richard Nixon.
Kelly.
Jimmy Carter.
Hot Wings.
Sacatumi Nixon.
Maitland.
Jimmy Carter.
Hot Wings and Steve are dominating.
Yes! You know, that question, that was the final question on the first time that guy won the $1 million.
Oh, that was the one where he called his dad just to say, yeah. I'm about to win $1 million.
And I remember watching that episode, and I would have won $1 million. Like, that was, I knew all of the ones he knew, and I went, oh my God!
That's why that
but
show
But I'm
was,
in Omaha, and it doesn't matter.
That's why that show was so brilliant.
It was.
Because 1999
none of the
or
questions
so.
Were yeah. so hard most of the time that you couldn't at least make a reasonable guess. Mm.
Where those and those
you just
time,
needed them to come up you.
And those times, though, that you would watch and somebody would miss the first question.
Mm-hmm. Make you so happy.
It was like, I mean, it would be so something so obvious. Come on.
I'd do that. I'd be so nervous.
It would be easy
I'd
to.
I'd be so nervous.
And I remember one guy was like, I don't need any help with this one. I know this one. Super confident. And he's like, I don't want to waste any of my lifelines.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was out. All right. Number three. In what language was Anne Frank's original diary first published? Dutch, English, French, Hebrew. In what language was Anne Frank's original diary first published? These are only questions that were for $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Dutch, English, French, Hebrew. Kelly.
Dutch.
Steve.
Hebrew.
Hot Wings.
Dutch.
Maitland.
Hebrew.
The Dutch have it.
Oh,
Hot Wings
guess.
Has three. Kelly on the board.
See, I
she was in Amsterdam, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I've been to the house. Mm-hmm. Crazy. I guess the so first sad. Choice, the first two times, so, and it wasn't that. So I was like, well, I'm not going to do it
oh,
again.
Oh, test taking theory.
That doesn't work.
What character, excuse me, what Shakespeare character says something is rotten in the state of Denmark? Hamlet. Marcellus, Macbeth, Mercutio.
You said, what's the quote again?
Something is rotten in the state of Denmark. Hamlet, Marcellus, Macbeth, Mercutio. Steve.
Macbeth.
Kelly.
Macbeth.
Hollings.
Macbeth.
Maitland.
Marcellus.
Marcellus is correct.
Oh! Yeah, I don't know the Shakespeare stuff very well,
guess.
Unless it's just like those really big quotes.
I don't even know them.
For $1 million, which insect shorted out an early supercomputer and inspired the term computer bug? Was it a ladybug, spider, a fly, or a moth? Hot wings.
Moth.
Maitland.
Moth.
Kelly.
Ladybug.
Ladybug.
The moths have it.
Oh, God, I suck at this.
Maitland, that reminds me. I thought of you yesterday when I was getting ready for work. I looked in the mirror behind me. There is the window for the bathroom. And there were a half dozen moths hitting the window trying to get to the bathroom light. And I've never noticed that before. Haven't seen it since.
Did it sound like it was raining?
No, they weren't like...
Big-ass bodies stomping against the window.
Man.
But I did think of you. I tried to get a picture, but it just looked like I was taking a picture of my window with reflections.
I spent 2 days trying to get a gypsy moth out of my bathroom. I'm not kidding. This stupid thing was right on the edge of the mirror.
Now I know that it probably...
He's making a fool of you, Hot Wings.
It was.
I know that it probably wasn't 2 days straight, but I really like to think that it
like
was...
2 days of vacation. No. I've been up all night. All crabby, like he's trying to get his password fixed.
No, it was the last 2 days, so I had to stop to come to work and to sleep. But this stupid thing... The first night it was on the edge of the mirror, and it's one of those mirrors that's just kind of glued right to the wall. Yes. It doesn't have like a surround or anything. It's just an ugly bathroom mirror. And so I didn't realize that there was any edge behind it, and he was right in this corner. And I go, "Ah, you bastard." So I went and grabbed some toilet paper, and I just went to grab him, and he went behind the mirror. I go, "Oh, no." And so then I went and got the vacuum, and I tried to suck him out, but I couldn't, and I couldn't get him to come out. And I go, "Damn it." And then the next day he was hanging out. And he had come back out, and I go, "I'm going to get you this time." And I got the vacuum, and he went back in again. I go, "Oh, son of a bitch."
Jeez.
But then I finally got it, but I wasn't sure. And then I'm looking inside the canister, and I go, "There he is. Die."
Did you step out? Did he escape the canister?
No, he can't get out of there. He's dead now, covered in dust.
He died doing what he loves. Being smothered in dust.
Yeah, almost
in a tornado.
Almost winning against a human.
Howings has 4. Steve has 2. Maitland has 2. Kelly has 1. Here we go. For $1 million, what is the last word in the Old Testament? Curse, amen, forever, prayers. What is the last word in the Old Testament? Again, your choices. Curse, amen, forever, and prayers.
What if that end? The end.
Oh, you think?
It's got to be curse forever, right?
Steve.
Forever.
Kelly.
Curse.
Hot Wings.
Forever.
Maitland.
Curse.
The curses have it.
Yeah. Ah.
Why, Maitland with 3. Kelly with 2. Steve with 2. Hot Wings with 4.
The Old Testament's the like kind of scary one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a little more vengeful.
The Old Testament is the one with a lot of these stories that seem dubious.
For $1 million, which best-selling author was born Howard Allen O'Brien? Your choices. Stephen King, J.K. Rowling, Anne Rice, Danielle Steele.
What was the name?
Howard Allen O'Brien. Stephen King, J.K. Rowling, Anne Rice, Danielle Steele. Maitland.
Danielle Steele.
Hot Wings.
I also chose Danielle Steele.
Yeah, Kelly.
Danielle Steele.
Steve.
Stephen King.
The answer is Anne Rice.
What?
Really?
And it's Danielle, not even Daniel.
No, see, I go, oh, I bet that's just a pen name. It's probably a dude this whole time. Mm-hmm. And it's because Danielle Steele, like nobody's actually named that who writes romance books.
But Anne Rice is not a pen name, but it is a pen name.
I mean, obviously,
but it's not
is,
a pen name, and it was written by a man, right?
I don't know.
There was a woman in whenever that was written named Howard.
I guess.
I don't know. You knew that woman named Cleet.
That was a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Her full name was Cleetimus.
Cleetimus?
No, it wasn't. For $1 million, what letter must appear? $1 million. What letter must appear at the beginning of the registration number of all non-military aircraft in the United States? N, Z, A, or L?
Can you ask that question again, please?
Probably. I don't think it'll make a difference. No offense. I wouldn't for me. What letter must appear at the beginning of the registration number of all non-military aircraft in the United States? N, Z, A, L. This is unfair because Steve's practically a pilot.
Yeah. I'll go last then so I don't influence anyone else's
Great.
Guess.
Kelly.
A.
Howings.
N.
Maitland.
N.
Steve.
N.
The N's have it.
Oh. Yeah.
Who got that one? Everybody but Kelly?
Yeah.
I have $3 million.
Howings has $5 million. Mate has $4 million. Yeah. Steve, $3 million. Kelly, a modest $2 million. For $1
million. $1 million. I don't know what you're talking. Oh, no, I got cursed. That's right.
Yeah. What club did astronaut Alan Shepard use to make his famous golf shot on the moon? 9 iron, sand wedge, 6 iron, or a 7 iron? Maitland.
Sand wedge.
Howings.
9 iron.
Kelly.
6 iron.
Steve.
Sand wedge.
It's the 6. Kelly gets it. Who chooses the 6? For one shot.
Well, probably the one that you're least likely to care about losing on the moon.
If I leave it on the moon, what am I going to do? I'll use the 7 on the 5. Thanks.
I would have thought that it would be either the 9, because that's like the standard one.
Yeah,
or the sandwich.
Yeah. During World War II, U.S. soldiers used the first commercial aerosol cans to hold what? Shaving cream, insecticide, starter fluid, antiperspirant.
Can you repeat them?
During World War II, U.S. soldiers used the first commercial aerosol cans to hold what? Shaving cream, insecticide, starter fluid, antiperspirant. Steve.
Shaving cream.
Kelly.
Shaving cream.
Shaving
cream.
Maitland.
Shaving cream.
It's insecticide.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's the first one that at least one person didn't get. Though today, it's treated like a treasure. What famous painting was what's cut into to enlarge a doorway?
What?
Huh? I'm sorry, what?
You're going to have to repeat that.
Yeah, for me too. Though today it's treated like a treasure, what famous painting was once cut into to enlarge a doorway? The Birth of Venus, Starry Night, The Last Supper, or Mona Lisa?
If they had to cut in a doorway for Mona Lisa, that thing's the size of a damn piece of paper.
Yeah, that's a crappy doorway. What is it, for a cat?
But if that's the answer, I'm going to sound real stupid saying that. I maybe should have waited.
Mainland.
Starry Night.
Howings.
Went Last Supper.
Kelly.
Starry Night.
Steve.
Starry Night.
I also said Starry Night. The answer is The Last Supper.
That thing is really long.
Starry Night's big too, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've only ever seen it projected onto walls.
I haven't the faintest idea how big Starry Night is.
Mm-mm.
I assume it's just normal painting size, but I have no idea. Never seen it in person.
This text. Bro, WTF, Anne Rice was an American author of gothic fiction, erotic literature, and Bible fiction. She is best known for writing The Vampire Chronicles. How do you not know this? We know who Anne Rice was. I didn't know her birth name was Howard Allen Francis O'Brien.
And I didn't know any of that stuff about her anyway.
No.
I knew she wrote vampire books, but
I just don't care.
I could not care less about Anne Rice.
Say she wrote Bible stuff and erotic stuff?
Bible fiction, erotic fiction, and vampire stuff.
Bible fiction with vampires.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet erotic Bible fiction is pretty popular in some segment somewhere.
Probably.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt.
Like,
that's
things
definitely true.
Jonah did with that whale.
Oh, yeah. Well, that whale totally gave him oral. Just it was too big. A rare example of a word that rhymes with orange, the blorange, is a what? A river in Ireland, a reef in New Zealand, a mountain in Wales, or a desert in Antarctica?
Wait, so will you say that one more time? I'm sorry.
A rare example of a word that rhymes with orange, the blorange, is a what? River in Ireland, reef in New Zealand, mountain in Wales, desert in Antarctica.
Okay. Also, Starry Night's only like 2 feet by 3 feet.
Yeah, that's
not.
Yeah,
I was gonna say I didn't think it was very big, but
I don't know why I thought it was.
Howings.
That sounds like an Irish river to me.
That's what I said, Maitland.
I also said Irish river.
Kelly.
I said it says river in Ireland. I meant to say Ireland, but yes.
Okay. Steve.
I said a mountain in Wales.
Steve gets $1 million.
Oh,
there's
yes.
a mountain in Wales. I just assumed that place was pretty flat. I mean, I've never been there, but I can't. Yeah, I would never have guessed.
Okay. I'm going to do this one just because it's the last one.
Okay.
And I don't think I can say the word. For $1 million, nephelococcygia is the practice of doing what? A, falling asleep with your eyes open. B, repeating a word until it loses meaning. C, forgetting if you stopped at a red light. Or D, finding shapes in clouds.
All right.
Nephelococcygia.
What are my options again?
Falling asleep with eyes open, repeating words till it loses meaning, forgetting if you stopped at a red light, or finding shapes in clouds. Last one for $2 million. Kelly.
I said B, repeating words till they lose their meaning.
Steve.
Forgetting if you stopped at a red light.
Owings.
Sleeping with your eyes open.
Maitland.
Sleeping with your eyes open.
I said B, repeating a word until it loses meaning. The answer is finding shapes in clouds.
Oh.
That's all right. I got $4 million. I'm happy.
Steve finished with $4 million. Maitland, $4 million. Kelly, $3 million. Hot Wings, $6 million. Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you very much.
It's not payable by the bank of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show.
If what? Only.
Literally none of it. Boy, if it was, though, what a party we'd have.
Mm. Oh, boy, yeah. I wouldn't come to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That might be why it's not payable. That sort of shoddy work ethic is just keeping it from happening.